There's an op-ed in the Seattle Times, and I'm not going to talk strictly about $30 car tabs again, because I think we're all getting burned out. We voted for it. The politicians do not respect the will of the voters. It's really, really interesting, because we played for you a couple of days ago. Our friend Brandy Cruz at Q13, she talked to Jay Inslee. And Jay Inslee said that the will of the voters is really, really important. And here's a little bit of what he said about 976.
How do we fix this to make sure that the cost that that voters are paying for their car tabs is fair and it's transparent and it's only what you need?
Well, it's interesting because this whole thing was created by initiative. This system was created by public vote, and yeah. Now people have shown substantial disenchantment with it.
Well, it's because Sound Transit lied to the legislature to get it on the ballot. They lied to the voters to get people to vote for it. They said your car tabs would only go up about $80, and for a lot of people it was $400 or more.
Do you think voters are right to be upset about the cost of their car tabs?
Well, voters are always right, right? We have a democracy, so voters
well,
are always right.
Well, apparently not, because people are suing over what the voters decided on. So voters might not always be right, according to those entities.
Well, look, the majority of voters clearly did not like this particular way of financing our transportation.
Okay, so Jay Inslee said the voters are always right. He acknowledged that 976 passed, and now he's trying to sue the voters because they're going to lose a little bit of money at the state level. And they say it's billions of dollars. And now I'm seeing this public relations offensive, and it is not about $30 tabs, but the battle has moved to an entirely different realm now. And they are using this now to try to get a state income tax. So there's an op-ed piece in the Seattle Times written by a woman named Anna Zivarts. And the headline, "Those with mobility-limiting disabilities hit hardest by Iman's I-976. And she says, for people who don't have a driver's license or access to a car, for people who are blind, for people in wheelchairs, autistic kids who take the bus, that they rely on mass transit. And taking car tabs down to $30 is going to hurt all of those people." And she blames the voters. She blames Tim Iman. And then at the end, she said that it's time we understand that until we figure out how to harness our state's unprecedented wealth to pay for the essential services we need, we will continue to have to fight Iman in every election. It's time we listen to the will of the people and reform our regressive tax system. So now, this is being used as we need an illegal, unconstitutional income tax here in Washington. Do you want an income tax? Do you want to give these people access to your hard-earned money? And they say, well, we'll start with just the wealthiest, and then there'll be a budget emergency a year from now. Everybody over $100,000. And then there'll be an economic downturn. Income tax on everybody over $50,000. And it'll eventually. I mean, first of all, the only way they can impose an income tax, according to our Constitution, is if they tax every single person, the person who makes $30,000 a year, the person who makes $30 million a year. They have to be taxed at the exact same rate. That's the only way it would be allowable under our state constitution. But let me get back to my broader point here, because I've compiled what I think and hope is a pretty interesting list for you here. So it's our fault. The voters who voted yes on 976, the disabled people cannot get around. And what I say is government doesn't prioritize, that government wastes hundreds of millions of dollars, billions of dollars every single year for garbage. And if they eliminated one half of the waste, they'd have plenty of money for the disabled people to take transit. And then people, again yesterday, somebody said, oh, Sidora, you think we can make all these budget cuts? Tell me where. Put your money where your mouth is. Which, of course, I've done consistently over the last 20 years. I have identified thousands of areas of waste in this state. But I just sat down midnight last night, and off the top of my head was thinking, well, where could we save some money since the voters are getting blamed for cutting our own taxes? First of all, the reason 976 passed was because our arrogant legislature for years had heard from blue-collar, working-class, young people who said, I can't afford $400 car tabs. We're a young family. My wife and I, $800 in car tabs. We can't afford that. The legislature heard it. And you know what they did? They flipped you off. They said, screw you. That's our money. They could have fixed it. They could have done something to modify the illegal way Sound Transit was calculating the value of vehicles. So for these people writing op-eds in the Seattle Times, blaming the voters, why don't you point the finger right where it belongs? And that's at the arrogant politicians in legislature that knew about this problem, knew that a backlash was coming, and decided to roll the dice because they didn't want to give up one penny. That's where the blame belongs. But then the question becomes, okay, so now 976, if it becomes law, where do we cut so the disabled people can still ride the bus, as the Seattle Times op-ed decries? Well, let me tell you a story just out this week about Evergreen State College near Olympia. In a disastrous memo to the Board of Trustees, the most ineffective college president in America, Evergreen president George Bridges, announced how dramatic their student enrollment decline is. They had a huge drop when that video came out about 2 years ago of the students rioting, taking administrators hostage. Administrators asking if they could go to the bathroom. They told them to hold it. They told the president of Evergreen to, you know, F you. They truly let the inmates run the asylum. And that phrase has never been truer than at Evergreen State, because it is an asylum. It has turned into a crazy place. The most radical university in the United States, according to U.S. News and World Report. They had a drop of enrollment of 18.5% a year ago. Now they say enrollment next year could drop more than 10%. So what does all of this mean? It means that Evergreen State College near Olympia, and I would never hire somebody who goes to Evergreen State. Never. It's an automatic disqualifier. You don't get an education there. You learn to be a social justice warrior. You don't get any life skills. You don't get any job skills at Evergreen. So Evergreen State College is now roughly the size of a 3A high school in Washington State. But its budget is about $60 million a year. Would the taxpayers of Washington be asked to fund the most radical, conservative, right-wing college in America to the tune of $60 million a year? Of course not. But we have to fund the most radical, left-wing college in America? Evergreen State should not be a public college. It should have to privatize. If people who have very low aspirations want to spend a fortune to go to the private Evergreen State. And I know they're Evergreen State grads, and I'm sure students who are upset with that. But you have chosen a crazy school. I'm sorry. It's the laughingstock of America. So every two-year budget cycle, there's $120 million that could be taken off the books if the most radical leftist school in America had to privatize. Would that be better spent on helping disabled people ride the bus? How about the fact that King County Executive Dow Constantine, he has three full-time sheriff's personnel. All they do is drive him about and sit in parking lots while he goes drinking in bars. 120 hours a week, assigned to be Dow Constantine's personal Uber. It costs the taxpayers roughly $400,000 a year. So Dow Constantine can be driven around to bars to go drinking with female staffers. Do you think maybe that $400,000 a year would be better spent helping autistic children have access to transportation? How about the accused child rapist, Ed Murray? He added 1,000 people to the city of Seattle payroll. 1,000 people. Is Seattle dramatically better today with 1,000 extra employees than where it was before the accused child rapist took over? Did he bloat government just so he could give six-figure jobs to his buddies? You know how much those 1,000 extra City of Seattle employees cost you and me? $100 million a year. Do you think that $100 million a year could be better spent to take blind people and offer them transportation that currently is not available to them? And let's go to Dow Constantine's King County. While Dow abuses the taxpayers, so he has... Can you imagine? How much time do you spend in your car? Dow Constantine has 120 man-hours per week assigned to him to drive him around. And they're supposed to provide security when he's at events. So it's not just all in the car. But as you know, a lot of that time is spent sitting in parking lots so he can meet people for drinks. King County. Last time I did a salary survey, and it's been 7 years. But 7 years ago, King County had 2,136 employees who made over $100,000 a year. I mean, what would you have guessed if I said, hey, how many King County employees do you think make six figures? Department heads, maybe, I don't know, a couple hundred? 500? 500 would sound ridiculously high. That was 7 years ago. It is likely over 3,000 King County employees make over $100,000 a year. And why? Because government's a scam. Government is a racket. Government's necessary. I'm not an anarchist. But if government just provided the very basics, schools, roads, public safety, jails, parks, if they just provided that, you could slash the budget by 80%. You could save billions of dollars. But we got to drive Dow Constantine to the bar. We got to add 1,000 people to the city of Seattle payroll while the city continues to go dramatically downhill. We got to fund the most radical leftist university in the United States at the King County Sheriff's Office. The lying sheriff, Mitzi Jo Hanknik, a disaster as a sheriff. She gives a job as her chief of staff to a woman named Liz Rocha, who failed at several Seattle TV stations. But she was a 20-year friend of Mitzi Jo Hanknik. So Mitzi gave Liz Rocha a $181,000 a year salary. Dramatically more than her predecessor. I think her predecessor made $145,000. But Liz Rocha gets $181,000. Why? Because she's a 20-year friend of Mitzi Jo Hanknik. Do you think maybe we could have spent some of that money to help the disabled take transit? I just want to offer some perspective, because I guarantee you there's nobody else in the Seattle media who will. But when I see these op-ed pieces and these other media outlets decrying the massive budget cut because of 976, I will always remind you of the massive waste. And the one time you and I fight back and say, we want to cut our taxes. We want to keep a little bit more of our money. I will point out where they are wasting our money. The problem is not the voters. The problem was not the yes vote on 976. The problem is Evergreen State and Dow Constantine and Jenny Durkin, the centimillionaire, and Ed Murray, the accused child rapist, and Liz Rocha and Mitzi Jo Hanknik and Jay Inslee. The problem is the wasteful people who run things around here. And when they cry poverty, I cry BS. And that is your big lead for today.